Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Silly Dilly, your 2014 Southern Nevada Dwarf Car Champion, and you're listening to Mike, Gary, and JJ on Wheels Now.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Just want to welcome all our new listeners. I appreciate you joining us, and all our regulars, thank you for being with us every Tuesday, as we are at 6 p.m. live. And hosting tonight, we have the one... The only, where's the drum roll? No. Smiling, so no disclaimer tonight, Mr. J.J. Nunn.
How do you know that?
We don't just know. It's always a surprise.
Just because I smile.
There's a disclaimer for you.
You never know.
I can tell.
You never know. That's all there is.
J.J. Nunn!
Good evening, everybody. Yes.
And I want to welcome all our new and old listeners also for tonight.
For tonight.
Next week, I don't know. Last week, oh well, that's over.
It's over.
I'm moving forward in the dark.
Hey, and that's what it's about.
Always
going forward. Don't
always
go,
in
no
the dark.
Hey,
I'm
with you
again.
On that. Speaking of being in the dark, the man always on a mission here. Mr. Gary White, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
You keeping him, JJ, in the dark again?
Yes.
He like
no,
a mushroom?
He's on vacation. Remember?
This vacation? I don't know where this vacation crap come from.
Okay.
I haven't left Vegas since November 22nd. I don't know. I guess my phone goes on vacation, and my MySpace page he doesn't contact me on goes on vacation, you know.
You need a Glenn to keep that up to date for you.
Huh? Yeah, I know. That's what I need. Glenn does a hell of a job on the Bomber Nation.
Speaking
though.
Of that, you want to keep up with other local racing information, you want to go to www.thebombernation.com. Click on the message board, see who's talking about you. I'm sure somebody is. If not, I know Justin Griffith is probably talking about somebody. Speaking of that, also in studio tonight, we got a couple special guest, I guess.
Very special.
Mr. The 42 Bomber driver, Mr. Justin Griffith. How you doing?
Good, you?
Good. Thanks for being here.
Hey, put the phone down and pay attention.
I'm watching hockey.
All right, just put the damn phone down.
Hey,
and
the hockey's
attention.
On the TV up there. That's
yeah,
the one you need to be watching.
My Buffalo Sabres are actually winning, unlike your Kings
okay,
right
we
now.
We could actually care less about friggin' hockey. This is Las Vegas. We don't have an NHL team yet.
I don't even think. And to
so,
bring that up, I don't
mean, lost the Wranglers.
We can't even keep the Wranglers, and you want NHL teams? Come on.
As long as my Sabres come to Vegas.
Come on.
Man, talking about friggin' hockey. Crying out loud.
They can't even keep the Wranglers, and you want to bring in NHL, Gary?
Hell yes.
Come on, man. You won't even root for the Vegas team.
That.
I did. One time I win.
I would root for Vegas anytime they're not playing Buffalo.
That's when you need to root for Buffalo because they need all the help they can get. Even if it was a rookie Las Vegas team.
we'll keep it on racing now.
Oh, now we got to keep it on racing.
If the ECHL Wranglers was still going and Buffalo showed up, you'd still have to friggin' root for Buffalo. That's all there is to it.
That's 3-0. LA losing.
Who's playing tonight?
Washington and LA.
None of your teams, right? You guys?
LA.
LA's your team?
Him.
Oh, that's the Kings?
Him.
Oh, I'm
the
sorry.
The Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup champion is getting ripped on right now.
I wouldn't know.
Hey, let's make sure we say that loud and proud, too.
That was just at the White House.
Yes.
Yeah, and they got shut up by the Sabres earlier.
The White House
year.
Will never be the same. All there is to it.
I'm sorry they had to go to the White House.
Well,
hey,
That's part of making the millions that they make. They have
Justin,
to go
Justin's
to the White
being
House.
A sidekick tonight. Of course, he's sidekick to Silly Dilly. She's here also tonight.
She's a fly on the wall.
Fly on the wall? Okay.
Fly on the wall.
All right.
She's in support of Justin. Why? I have no idea. But
we tell her we're sorry all the time.
He needs as much support as he can get.
These guys really give you a lot of crap, don't they? They're trying to get you airtime.
there's his airtime all over.
Does that have anything to do with the Justin's wall? The Justin, you need new brakes.
You know, Mike, I used to like you. I'm starting to like you less and less.
Don't group me. As long as you don't group me with these guys, I'm okay. Hey, one thing we got to talk about right off the bat is this weekend, Sunday, kick off your race season. Hey, Gary.
What?
Hey,
what?
Where's
that
TV?
Would be 4-0.
Where's what? The TV control at?
What's this,
What's
this Sunday?
I can't get the TV's. Oh, now he wants to turn it off because he's getting beat.
Getting whooped.
Yes. Okay. All right, let's go to Sunday.
Racers Barbecue. Kick off your race season, 2015 season, with Racers Barbecue. Free food.
Yes.
Free food.
There's a barbecue?
There's a barbecue.
He's in the dark.
We're letting you know right now.
Yes. Sunday, be
hey,
there.
Sunday, there's a barbecue.
Where
JJ,
at?
JJ.
Sunset Park.
You show up at 6 o'clock at night, and we'll all be there waiting on you.
Why are we starting a barbecue at 6 o'clock?
Ain't dinner around 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just wants you at 6.
Oh, I know.
Everybody else is getting there at 10 or 12.
Yeah. You're having a barbecue at 10, 11, 12. I know why you want me there at 6.
To clean up.
To collect all aluminum cans for your ass.
Oh, I see.
That's why.
That's right. Nope.
That's
10 a.m. to whenever everybody's done.
My guess is 10 to 4-ish. Get there between about 10 or 12 for all the burgers and hot dogs. And speaking of cans,
I did.
No bottles.
Yeah.
Bring your own drinks. If you want anything special, bring it.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
I did have somebody say that they're going to try to get out of church in time to make it to the barbecue. We'll be there.
How long is their church? Is it over 2 hours?
I don't know. But I did have
12.
Somebody. Yes, as soon as they
it's
get out.
It's all day.
Yep.
It's all day. You're not going to miss anything.
We have our fellow racers down in Pahrump and in Mojave that go to church, and then it's an hour and a half drive. So, you know, if church is from 10 to 11... they might not show up till 1 o'clock.
And
so.
It's
we'll
till whenever.
Yeah,
right.
We'll be there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you'll be there still collecting cans at 6. Somebody will be there.
I'll be there to greet them. And that's I did hear that somebody did go check out our site to make sure that it was adequate. And I just want to say, Dee Hansen, thank you very much for last week for showing up at the barbecue. But it's this Sunday. I guess the guys must have kept you in the dark about
the same information you get.
No.
I'm sorry. Hope you didn't make a special trip.
Unfortunately, she did.
I'm lucky with you two guys. I didn't show up there last Sunday with her. Okay, the way I find out about stuff. So
hey, if you need to call in and yell at him, he'll give you the phone number.
Don't feel bad, D. I probably missed you within minutes from you coming in and me leaving.
Yeah. We have a different barbecue than JJ.
You're not the only one who was sent on the wrong date.
No.
That's okay.
Unfortunately, she got her dates confused and well, it's this weekend.
I hope she can make it this weekend.
She's already told me no.
Oh, man, why?
She's got an aunt that is sick, and she's got to fly to Minnesota.
Oh, out of state?
Yep.
And Minnesota, and this is not exactly the time of year you want to go back to Minnesota.
I was going to bring that up.
To hear about your aunt, Dee. I hope she gets better.
Well, exactly. I mean, weather-wise, I mean, gosh, for us, we're spoiled here this week. And there's people going through some really terrible weather.
Oh, yeah.
Back east.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Long Island, New York.
Oh, yeah.
70 degrees this week.
And the next few days is going to be another degree or two higher up until
next week. I don't feel terrible at all because I've been out here now 17 years, and I've been telling them and telling them and telling them, and they just don't catch on. Okay, so they got another foot of snow past couple of days, and guess what? It's 70 degrees out here this week.
Every one of us is wearing a T-shirt. I just want to let you know.
No jackets.
No jackets and T-shirts. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'm looking at the end
so I feel
of the
bad
week
for
these
everybody.
Shorts.
I even seen they had cancellations, flight cancellations and,
oh, yeah.
And everything. Everywhere.
Hundreds of thousands
oh,
of people
man.
Disrupted.
Non-refundable because it's an act of God.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, man.
Let's not get into airports.
Okay.
We don't need the...
We won't go there.
I spent the day in court for
we won't
airport
go there.
Crap that I had to go through. So,
so I apologize, D. Hansen. I wish one of us was there at Sunset Park last Sunday.
I just probably missed her.
You probably just did.
Yeah.
Were you there?
For her, it was a misunderstanding. For you two, telling me to go there last Sunday was not a misunderstanding. That was intentional.
Well, that was your vacation Gary's talking about.
One day.
You on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we'll make sure Gary grills up a burger for you at a later date. Speaking of that, anybody brings, if you don't want a burger, hot dog, somebody brings something, throw
sure.
on the grill. Like,
absolutely.
If JJ wants to bring a pork chop, he can bring pork chops.
Absolutely. I hope they all bring us all a steak.
I'll see. Oh, is that the deal? If you bring something for yourself, you got to bring one for the grill.
If you got something that you want to throw out on the grill, bring it out. It's okay. We'll cook her up.
Just don't bring any tofu. Gary still hasn't mastered tofu.
You know what? Bring it. Gary will throw it on the grill, okay? Bring whatever you want.
We'll figure out a way.
Yeah.
You might not want to eat it.
Yeah, but it will be grilled exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll grill it. You might not want to eat it.
And we got to keep, is Tim coming?
Who?
Keep Tim.
Who?
Tim Bell.
Who's that?
Tinkerbell.
Who's that?
Just keep him away from the barbecue with a can of gas. That's all. Just keep him far away.
Keep him way
away. Wait, was there an incident? A gas incident? I mean,
don't let Billy.
Is he the guy on YouTube that throws gas in the open fire?
Minor incident.
Oh man,
that's all. Small explosion. Had the kids crying. That's all.
Remember when they say I run a circus? That was no different than a Sunday day at Gary Wyatt's house.
Oh, man.
Trust me.
Hey, speaking of that, it was fun to see Mr. Billy Grasser. I haven't seen him in a while. And he was at your home gathering, home barbecue.
The NHL All-Star Game weekend.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
NHL.
Yeah, he looked good. Him and his wife, and brought the kids.
Man, I can't
believe
this kid is not a kid. He's a boy.
Yeah, the kid's taller than you, Mike, but I've got a lot of people in this world, though.
Yeah, what's the surprise here?
Billy's taller than he is.
Jeez.
But, yeah, he's...
Justin, hey, I'm with you. These guys, I can't stand these guys.
Yeah, he's getting his order together.
We're stupid enough to keep coming back.
I know, exactly, yeah. What's wrong with this? I might as well just bang my head against the wall.
We locked the door, but
I find that
somebody
they keep bribing
they
us.
They come through the window.
Yeah, we're crawling out of the window. See, when you see our legs, that means we're leaving, not trying to get in. Gary, jeez, unbelievable.
So I hope.
So make sure you make it this Sunday. Anytime, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
I will be there probably 8:45. 9 o'clock, getting stuff situated.
Beer is allowed, but no glass bottles. So.
Yep.
Yes,
no glass.
We got to stress.
Bring your own
beverages.
No
glass.
So load your cooler up. Bring your cooler.
And don't be afraid
cooler.
To give the cook a beer.
Bring your kids.
Yes.
We prefer no kids, but if you got them, I guess bring them.
Kids are more than welcome. There's a playground that we got to keep
close. Yeah.
JJ away from and
hey, what
Justin, you know, if you want, they'll be playing around on the swings.
They'll get kicked off.
They'll be pushing each other on the swings.
isn't this where the bikini volleyball court?
We do have volleyball.
There is a volleyball court.
Good.
I don't want to see you in a bikini, JJ. I'm sorry.
No bikini volleyball.
I don't wear a bikini. I wear Speedos.
Oh. That might be worse.
I'm sorry. All right. Why is everybody's face turning up the air in here all of a sudden? What's wrong with JJ in a Speedo?
We got to stop the show. I'm sick.
There goes half the people that were going to come. They're not coming anymore. Thanks.
Three quarters.
More food for me.
Is that the plan? But there will be volleyball, horseshoes. I've got bocce ball I'm going to bring.
What the hell is that?
Oh, you'll see.
Okay. You don't know what
I will say.
Yeah.
We do have a cornhole game.
And let me explain that. Let me explain that. For the civilized people, it's beanbag toss.
Oh, okay.
For Gary, it's cornhole tossing. So I just want to clarify that.
Well, are you trying to say like that's a backwoods game?
Yeah, I don't know where it came from or originated. I don't want to know. But there will be beanbag toss.
There'll be.
It's not beans. It's not
corn.
Corn.
Yeah.
It's corn.
Well, beans?
Detroit beans.
Detroit, Mexico over here.
Detroit beans.
That would have been sliced open and
handed to you to put on the grill.
Wait a minute. You got corn in those bags? If I'm going to grill them up for you. I'll hand them to you.
No, it is. We will have a cornhole game. We do have a couple horseshoe pits.
And the cornhole game, who's in the barrel? Is that
no, there's no
Jay?
Barrels.
Oh,
involved.
Okay.
No. No. I went through that at the airport.
Okay. All right.
We do have a couple horseshoe pits, and there is a volleyball net right there. So
yes. I'll bring the volleyball.
Hopefully we'll get some guys together. And
if there's anything else you want to bring, that's fine.
Yeah.
Bring it. You know, it's going to be a nice day, a perfect day. It's probably between 76 and 80 degrees on Sunday.
Sounds good to me.
Can't be any better. You know, I'm going to bring the snow cone thing for kids.
Okay.
So
snow cone machine.
I might even bring like a popcorn thing. If you want popcorn, if you want to use it to go feed ducks at the, because there's a little pond, the sunset pond.
Yeah, a pond not far from where, you know.
So
we can make popcorn.
Yeah.
With the corn bags.
There you go.
No.
Hey, please.
We can cook them suckers.
No.
No.
No. They sell corn for popcorn.
Oh, okay. This is different kind of corn?
Yes.
What makes your corn bag special that it's different kind of corn?
They're smaller.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Again, that's this Sunday. Regardless of what you're going to run into, go ahead and come. You know, even if you want to, you know, bring your kids, come have a burger, hot dog, and go enjoy the rest of the park and come back and say, but you have to come and say hello. But it's open to racers, families, friends, you know.
Fans.
If you walk by and say, I like racing, you come on and have a hamburger, hot dog.
Yes.
So,
There is going to be a big 8-foot by 3-foot banner right by us. You can't miss us with where the banner's going to be.
Just look for JJ and a Speedo.
Well, and JJ brought up a good point. There's a sign outside you have for him to hold up.
Yes.
You're going to make, right? about 20 feet long by 10 foot tall?
So.
We won't have that sign, though.
Now,
it'd be a different one.
As you all know, the Sunset Park is pretty big. If you go south on Eastern, it's the first left-hand turn into the park, and you'll run right into us.
So if I'm cruising down from, let's say, Trop or Flamingo, and I'm heading down Eastern,
I'll pass
Sunset,
and it's the first left.
Okay.
Yep, and that's the driveway. Take it to the roundabout, and you'll see the big racer's barbecue.
Straight ahead, that's where we're going to be.
The big racers
I'd
barbecue.
I want to rephrase
banner.
That. You're stating that for racers. Don't make a left-hand turn and run straight into
well,
us.
Well, here's
okay.
what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to find
the parking
spot.
Yeah.
You have Justin and everybody in the roundabout racing, and they won't come off of their roundabout. So.
There'll be a few wreck cars.
We'll have JJ out there with the flag.
Yeah, there's your flag man opportunity.
Yeah, hey, there you go, Jay. You can be the flag man out there.
Oh, okay.
We need a couple power wheels out there around the.
Yeah, I was also asked if racers' cars were going to be there. You know, if you want to bring your car, that's on you.
That's
but
fine.
There's really not a whole lot of parking for the
there
cars.
Is if you there is a spot like right next to where we're going to be. It's going to be full. There's two that's probably going to be full, but there is a overload like over parking right across from us. It's pretty close. And it looks like there's plenty of room if you did have a trailer or something.
Yeah, if you want to bring your car, that's on you. We're not saying no, we're not saying yes. Yeah. That's entirely up to you. If you guys want to
take your chances, unload it on Sunset, and then drive it in. So,
good question. Well,
yeah, bring it out. Why not?
Plan on being there.
I know some guys that already have their cars all painted up
and
ready to go.
I know what would fit there.
And
the
vinyl.
Little dwarf car.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, man. We can push that right next to the benches. And
yeah. The kids would think it's part of the
toy. It would draw
attention.
We could barbecue in that car. What are you kidding me?
That's perfect.
You could barbecue on one side and pass the food through the other window.
Hey, let's just barbecue the car. Hey.
No.
I don't think you'll get approval.
No.
Silly dilly here.
Guess what car definitely isn't coming now.
Not going to be any dwarves. That's for sure.
Motor car.
Throw some charcoal on the back. Poke some holes in the roof.
Yeah.
Throw a couple hamburgers on. That's all.
So Gary's
thinking. It's don't worry. It's only sheet metal.
Hey, are your bodies metal in the dwarf cars?
Yeah.
They're not fiberglass? Okay.
Aluminum.
I was just curious. I didn't
aluminum?
Ask that last time.
Yeah.
It's aluminum.
Now, would I ask Gary to barbecue on fiberglass? Of course not.
Hey, I didn't know. I was asking for not for you.
I mean, Gary's barbecued on a lot, but I would not ask him to barbecue on a lot.
Is that who's going to be grilling?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Barbecue is going to be
grilling. You couldn't reach the grill, so somebody's got to.
Hey, I wasn't volunteering. I was just asking. So.
No, yes, I will. If anybody wants to help out, they're more than welcome.
Okay. Man, these guys are.
Will you stop playing?
Nope.
He's nervous because the TV's off and LA Kings are losing.
It's still 4-0.
Losing their tails is what.
4 minutes and 5 seconds left.
See, that's what White House did to them. They got them all messed up.
White
didn't
Castle.
Even score. No, White, not White Castle.
So they had
White House.
White Castle.
White House.
Okay.
I can mix things about White Castle.
All I got to do,
White
speaking
Castle
of White Castle.
I know you were there today.
All I have to say. Is those White Castles? I'm not done with them yet.
Did you wait in the two-hour line?
2 hour hell. How about 20 minutes in and out?
Yeah, I heard it was down to 20 minutes today.
I got there today, and 20 minutes.
I just have
boom,
to say,
I'm out the door.
I don't see what's so special about White Castle hamburgers.
I'll tell you something. Gary brought me back White Castles. Okay, he understands it's an East Coast thing. All right. And I just want to say thank you very much. He actually thought
even
of me.
After you bashed him last time about, hey, just get him at the, you can get him at the Albertsons.
No,
I recommend anybody over there.
You got to try it once. Try it. Don't knock it. No matter what you heard about it, go try it once. If you don't like it, fine.
I've had it. I didn't think it was
you remember?
Special.
Well, you from Detroit, Mexican.
White Castles don't have bean hamburgers.
I've had it before.
Okay. There's no beans mixed in. Onions, there's cheese, and there's 100% beef.
You and Flavor Flav can go park yourself somewhere else. Face the curtain, okay?
Of course he didn't like it.
No, them White Castles, boy.
There's a story
trust
behind
me,
that, too, by the way.
Trust me when I tell you I'm not done. That's going to be my new hangout.
Well, can you just bring forget the grill and just bring all White Castle for us at the Sunday. Can you do that?
Let me tell you. If the next time, the next time I tell the guys I'm having a barbecue at my house, I'm going to White Castle, ordering 100 of them, and putting them out on the table and saying, "There's our barbecue."
Oh.
That works for me.
You heard it here first.
I'm going to hold you to
hold them to it.
I've never tried it.
The next party is 4th of July.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, Justin, you never, even though you're from Buffalo, you've never had White Castle.
I'm technically from Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
I'm technically from Vegas.
I understand.
See, but he has been to Buffalo.
He's into the Buffalo wings, okay? They got their own special thing going on.
I do love Buffalo wings.
See?
I will say that.
You're not missing much of the White Castle.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I hear mixed
yes,
stuff.
You are.
Yeah.
I think Gary would probably eat anything.
he's chewing on his mouth. Hold on.
No, you can't knock it until you had it. Okay? Don't listen to Mike. He's looking for beans. And
Mr. Wyatt went without me and didn't even invite us today. So.
And he didn't bring any back.
I know.
Come on.
I'm a little offended right now.
Jeez.
That's okay. You're here so we can offend you.
Anyways, make sure you make it to the barbecue this Sunday.
Yep.
Unless you bring us White Castles, there will be any.
Sponsored by TheBomberNation.com and OnWheelsNow.com.
Right. And we're going to take a quick break here.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. But what you got going on there?
Huh? Not just our sponsors, man.
You want to talk about before
That's
the
all?
Break or after
yeah.
the break? Before the break?
Let's talk about them now.
Right,
Nevada Pick Apart. I want to thank Steve for everything
Steve's
doing.
Gary, did you invite Steve?
I hope so.
Did you invite Steve?
I hope so.
You let me know when you can get to the president. And
I'll call him tomorrow. I will get him
and
tomorrow.
And, of course, Anthony at Camp Out. Has he moved yet? Do we have a release on where he's going to be?
I don't have a specific address for him, but
okay.
He is at the old Vegas trailer building. Vegas trailer building is on Mojave and Fremont Street. Yes,
okay.
I do not have an address, but he's there.
So has he maintained the same phone number?
No, I don't have a phone number for that either.
I thought he was just moving up the street. That changed?
No, yeah, that changed a month and a half ago. I don't know where you've been, but we've been saying it.
I don't know.
Well, that's Camp Out. Anthony at Camp Out. I need boxes, need a trailer. Need anything in the way of trailer supplies, lights, brakes, get a hold of Anthony at Camp Out. Reliable Banner, go talk to Mike at Reliable Banner. Just not banners, all right? They do sign supplies, they do printing, business cards, letterhead, got a new business. Go look up Reliable Banner and tell them the boys from OnWheelsNow.com sent you over there. I want to thank D&N Equipment for all that they do. These guys, Dale and Nick, they repair tire machines. You need a lift? They have lifts for sale. They can put a lift in your yard.
And it's not just new. They do used.
They do new, used.
Do they come out to your shop and fix them?
Yes, they will.
No, they will. The lift in their house.
They
will.
You said any kind of equipment. So I was just wondering if
you
got to bring
some
of your equipment into them.
Wheel balancers, lifts, get a hold of Dale at Nick, 702-565-0528. That's 702-565-0528. Best muffler, Danielle. Get a hold of Danielle. And which best muffler is that? Gary, where are they located?
21st Street.
21st Street.
Is there more than
Fremont.
One? There's more than one best muffler?
Yep. Your catalytic converter clogging up your exhaust. Well, go ahead. Go see best muffler. You need a new exhaust. Go see Best Muffler. Get a hold of Danielle. They'll take care of you. And if you have any questions for us on the show, you can get a hold of us at 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116. Mm-hmm. Got something going on next year for this year, 2015. Got new sponsors. Want them to get it on the air. Got some dirt. Want to throw some dirt.
Just
let us know.
To do it.
Let us know. Give us a call. We'll be more than happy to put you on the air.
And for now, we're going to take a break. So, see you in a couple minutes.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Pahrump. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's GNS Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, and we are the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together, talk about local racing, and of course, if you have something to sell or you want to find something to buy for your racing race cars, you can go to thebombernation.com website and click on the message boards, check it out. Lots of racing info there.
Yeah, there's some stuff up for sale right now, man. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Check it out. Craigslist isn't your only option.
No. And if you want any, you know, fast local information, that's where to go.
Yeah.
Stuff, you know, sold there all the time. So
everything's up on the front page. Justin, what's happening? What the tracks?
Yeah.
What's going on locally? That's for sure.
So what's going on the Bomber Nation website right now? What do we got on the front page when you first click on it?
Well, that.
Hopefully the barbecue.
We've got, of course, schedules and stuff like that. And LVMS. Oh, yeah, Touch Truck. That's coming
Touch
up
truck
faster
is,
than we even can.
On there, yeah, that's March. Still.
April. Is it April?
Now it's April.
Is it March or April?
You, I think
it was April
11th. Last year.
I thought it was April 11th.
April 11th.
So.
Okay.
We got some girl doing a bungee jump. I don't know what that is.
We got NASCAR tickets.
And you know me
on
about
sale. NASCAR tickets are on sale. When
hey,
is that? March 7th?
Look at that.
That's right.
JG made the front page again.
Oh, no.
What'd you do now?
Not me.
Hopefully not him in a Speedo.
The opening, when we went and tested, somebody took a picture of the cars. And,
cool. Oh, out in front.
Oh, that's front when that was with me talking to Dean Hansen.
Yeah.
Did my butt up in the air?
And nope. Yep. Yep. There.
I'm standing behind him.
Leaning in the car.
That picture will be removed.
I was going, that's right.
Looks like Tim's sleeping on the hood of your car.
That's right. I was slowing D down.
Acting like he's working on
I was
funny.
Slowing D down while he was bent
he
over
a
the
few
car.
Too many to drink.
Turned him around, and then I was like, okay, who's next?
Right in that picture, too.
And then, from my understanding, Silly Dilly got to drive a bomber.
Yes, she did. A fast one at that.
What'd you think? Let's hear what your thoughts are. Yeah, I mean, you're jumping in a car that's, what, 2-3 times the weight of the car that you usually drive?
Now,
uh-oh. There.
driving a bigger car was different than my smaller car, but I had fun out there.
I heard you only took like a couple laps to really figure it out, and then you took off.
Yeah, like two, three laps, I babied the car just because it's one, not my car. And two, I kept trying to put it in really low like my dwarf car. It didn't want to stick as much. I know I tried to give Gary a high five on the front stretch, too.
That was after I spun.
Now, Sully, you've only driven your dwarf. You haven't, if I recall.
The only other car I have tried is Travis Ryder, who's good friends with my dad, put me in his modified one night after prompt. But I was so small in the car, I barely got around the track. Cause I would have to duck underneath and press the gas, so I'd lose my vision.
Oh,
so
okay.
That wasn't much testing.
Yeah, exactly right.
Because the weight of your car is, what's the dwarf's weight?
It's, the minimum's 1,000. My car is about 1048.
1,048 pounds.
And you guys are what, 3,000?
3,200 to 3,400.
More. Wow.
Another 2,000 some odd pounds on that. And what'd you think?
I thought it was fun.
Did it handle and do the things you thought it was going to do? Yeah, I mean, looking at them, obviously.
After the third lap, it did.
That's what I heard. Huh?
It actually, I think it's the power steering, though. It steered a lot easier than my dwarf car does, but we don't have power steering.
Right.
Just entering the corner is way different because I know with my smaller car, I can pitch them more sideways.
Mm-hmm.
That car, I kind of was like iffy at first of how to go through the corner.
Yeah, 2,000 more pounds weight. Yeah,
yeah.
There's going to be a question. Why I said third lap, after the third lap, Silly had this thing under control. And she was out there with three other guys. And needless to say, come the fifth lap, she spanked all of them. She passed them all. Gary got passed in his own car with Silly driving it.
Well, you know, that comes from, you know, experience in general. Obviously, Silly has a ton of experience out there at Trump Valley Speedway, so she can handle her way around the tracks.
Oh, she did.
That's cool.
And when you have a good setup on a car, too, it helps a lot.
Yep. Sure does.
No, and that absolutely does make a difference.
Makes it a little bit easier. I mean, we had another young lady in the car. What was that, 2 years ago? We had
Kaylee Barker
in the car. Who was able to win a heat race and then finish second in the
main.
Yeah,
she raced. When you drove it, so that was a practice night.
Yeah.
So it
wasn't
Oh, no.
It's after three laps, Sully was racing that car.
Her dwarf car. That's why she's trying to get that thing to go just as fast.
Okay. Oh, they're just, the dwarfs are a lot faster than our bombers. Is everything in slow motion for you a bit? Or
on the bigger car?
In the bomber, it actually seemed more like at the speed I was going. I know my dwarf car, I tend to get tunnel vision, but that's because I'm concentrating so hard.
Okay, because I was joking. I say, you know, you see these dwarf cars go around, 1 second, 2 second, it's done. You know, if she spun the big car, it's like one, and we're almost at two.
Yeah, but
and you're still spinning at three. Yeah, the car's going around four. You know, that's what I figured. It'd be a lot slower to you.
Well, I know when you get in wrecks in the dwarf car or you're trying to get through a wreck, it seems like it's forever. When I rolled my car in prompt back in 2009, I had a red car, and I rolled it going over my dad's front tire. The whole flip was like 10 seconds on video. It felt like 20 minutes.
Right. It was like a slow motion commercial.
I would attribute that to age, because when I'm dodging cars, okay, it isn't forever. It's like, ah, shit. Oh, here's another one. I mean, how old are you, Sully?
21.
Oh, my God. Wait until you're 34, and all of a sudden,
wait,
it isn't.
JJ, you're not 34. But we'll let you get away with it this time.
It doesn't. wait for 34 years when you're my age.
Okay. That's what he meant to say.
All of a sudden, it doesn't take forever to get through the wrecking cars. It's like, hurry up, go. No difference.
Now, did you get a chance to use these mirrors that these guys have? And what'd you think? Should they have mirrors or not?
I actually didn't look at the mirror, but that's just my car. We don't have mirrors.
Right.
And even with the gauges, you have oil pressure gauge, temperature gauge. when I'm driving, I'm not focused on anything but the lane I'm going into the next corner.
You know, and as every other racer, except these guys are probably looking in their mirrors. And what else are you guys doing?
You eating a White Castle?
Eating White Castle, yeah.
I get in trouble sometimes, too. I've blown a motor in prompt because the oil light came on, and I didn't even notice the bright red light on my dash.
They call those idiot lights. I know. Sometimes you get too focused on the track, and I know exactly what you're talking about, because you get out there, and you just don't notice the lights and the gauges and stuff sometimes, because you're in, you know, in the race. You're just too focused on getting through the
my gauge is a set up that I get a reflection from them in my mirror. So I don't have to look at it. I just got to continually looking at my mirror 99% of the time, and there's a reflection if there's a light that comes up.
My mirror has traction control on it.
We did hear that this year from the tech guy. He thought there was traction control.
I wouldn't call that a tech guy.
So he knew,
He was an experienced Ford guy.
You know how you have that switch on the bottom of the mirror for daytime and nighttime?
That's your traction control.
He thought that switch turned the traction control on and off.
Okay.
It just, you know, it's mounted to the screen. Dude, where's the wires? The night and day.
I'll help him out. We ran him through the roof.
There you go.
Or was it wireless?
Yes, there you go. Wireless, see?
Oh, see, you had to give away our secret, Billy. We can't even afford new tires.
Wireless. Get a little traction control.
A little traction control.
Are you guys allowed to weld your ends on the bombers?
I only read about a quarter of the new rules, and
we won't get
I don't
into
know.
That stuff.
I mean, going back to, you know, being able to afford stuff. When we change the oil from the 33 and put it in the 65.
I bet you it's the other way around. It goes from the 65 to the 33.
33. That's how we change oil for the cars, okay? Because it's new to that car. That's all.
Still new oil.
We're just trying to be cost effective here, that's all. You know, racing is not cheap. That's something we could talk about. You know, show or
cheap
something.
Racing? Definitely.
Where?
Cheap racing.
Yeah, let us know.
You know, and definitely something to talk about. Of course, this weekend there's Mojave Valley. They have their first race of the season opening on the 7th Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you're itching to see some dirt racing.
I personally did want to make it down there, but I'm going to get barbecue ready.
Yeah, if you're listening, go down there. You're going to watch Mojave or you're going to race. Spread the word about our picnic.
Definitely.
Tell everybody to come up Sunday from Mojave. We'd love to have that racing family come up and break bread with us.
You know, and this race season's coming up real quick. Of course, the week after, Crump's got their first race.
February 14th, Valentine's Day. Go spend rich. The racing day with your sweetheart out there.
Silly, you ready for the season?
Oh, is that deal still on?
Oh,
yeah.
There's
March
a deal?
14th, we're doing the Dwarf Cars versus Mod Lights, 1,000 to win. Doesn't matter.
March 14th,
really?
Not
March
February.
14th.
Yep.
March
so a month
14th.
Away
oh.
from
yeah.
next
okay.
week.
It doesn't matter the car count. Southern Nevada is putting up the 1,000 to win. We are paying half the field.
Hey, do they want to sponsor a bomber race?
Can we get that through tech? Oh, with the old guy we could. No problem.
We could get a blower through him.
Start the car up. Crank the blower. Here's the dwarf motor.
But, yeah, February 14th, the dwarfs will be running at prompt, too, though. My dad's getting back in the car also.
No way. Wow.
All
for
right.
a season or just for, like, a race or two?
He wants to see how he feels because he says he's so old at this point when he gets in the car, he just...
Go introduce him to Russ Wilson out there, and then have him
How
think
old
twice.
Is Dad?
He will be 47 on the
13th. Come on. Gary's older than him.
His birthday's actually the day after Valentine's Day.
Well, he's got 40 years left of racing.
You know what? Speaking of Russ Wilson, he had said he's coming to the barbecue.
I hope he makes it. Yes. I will be...
But that's something. You need your dad to go talk to Russ Wilson. Russ being 86 years old, which will be 87 in March.
I was going to say, right? I do believe, was it March? Or February of last year was the first race, and then on a Saturday, and then that Monday he turned 86. So I believe he's right around the corner to 87.
Silly, if Russ can get in that car, I can get in that car, and certainly Gary can get in the car. Your dad can.
Well, I think with the dwarf cars, it is a little different because of how compressed we are in the car. He had a couple bad wrecks a couple years ago, and that's kind of what made his back sore. I know we went to Quincy Nationals.
He can race a bomber still.
In California, and he got put in the wall in turn four and got knocked out.
Wow.
And then came to Prompt the following weekend, was blocking for me.
Uh-oh.
And hit a tractor tire and flipped his car. And he,
wow.
But wait a second.
That's when he kind of called it quits.
Wait a second. Your car has doors, right?
Yeah.
We don't have doors. She's got doors. We got mirrors, but we don't have
doors.
Doors
that open.
Go through the window.
You're the doors.
You climb in your car. I have to, like, sink down into my car.
Yeah, we had to get a step ladder for her to get in the car.
I mean, I personally...
She's trying to, like, open the door.
I wouldn't mind sinking into a car than having to climb through a window.
That's what I liked about Gary's mom. Where I got in, I was like, what is this, all this around
space,
me? I'm not
right,
used to room.
Space, yeah. Extra room.
It's known as a greenhouse or going from a dwarf to a bomber, it's like going from an outhouse to a super Walmart.
Yeah.
Hey, we know what kind of people hang out in super Walmart. Let's say Target. How about it's like being in Target?
Okay. At a Target. At a Target. But yeah, there is a ton of room in there, you found out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure is. Get comfortable.
I know, because I've learned the lesson in my dwarf car a few times. You lose the steering wheel, your arm's hitting some roll bar somewhere.
Maybe you can hit Justin up to get on the asphalt or something.
In our cars, you lose the steering wheel, you're hitting the mirror. So you always said, I mean, that's something that they didn't. I would have the mirror there to hang my steering wheel or my helmet at the end of the race. That's another purpose.
They make hooks for that too, by the way.
See, and we don't have enough.
Oh, he's
room
got one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly.
We don't even have room for that. I got to put my helmet and all my gear on before I get in the car.
Right. It's either on top of the car or on your body, right?
Because I was helping to get in the car and she's reaching on the roof.
Right.
I put it on the roof. I know the helmet's up here somewhere. You know.
No, she's got to put her helmet on before she shuts the door because the window is so small the helmet won't fit through the door. Through the window.
She was like, where's the gas tank? I said, 12 foot behind you in the car.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's where we carry our spare tires. How about you?
Boy, and literally, they carry spare tires, toys, you name it, in their trunk.
Yeah. But, hey, them kids like them toys.
That's true.
They do.
Hey, you know, we got to bring up, of course, LVMS has their racing season coming up in March. Justin here, you're going to be racing the Asphalt Bomber Series out here, correct?
Yep.
And that's preseason registration is March 14th.
And what is that?
March 14th.
Is it March or?
March. Where have you been?
What?
It's
you
March,
damn Mr. LVMS, and you don't even know.
It's March 14th, and then March 20th is the...
21st.
Well, no. March 20th is the Friday night test and tune before the March 21st opening night. So.
Yes.
So there is a test and tune. What? Oh, go.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt. Well, I just want to ask Justin, what does the registration entail, Justin, for those who don't know?
Registration, most of us will pretty much register our number. So, like, mine will be 42. You have to register the number out there so nobody else can use that number.
How much does that cost?
It was 40 last year.
Yeah, it's 40 this year. If you buy a pit space, then that 40 is absorbed by the pit space.
And
price.
How much are pit spaces?
It's $100 for a certain space. Like, if you get the first 100, like 101 to, I think it's 127 or something like that, is $200. And then you have 200 through, I want to say, 9, I don't know, whatever it is. Under 300, those are $200 for each space. The 300s, now, Tim Richter made a mistake on the pit map. the 300s, everything in the 300s are reserved for tour series only, so you cannot reserve those spots.
They're going to have that many tours running the HRA?
Well, they have the Lucas Oil, they have the SRL Spears late model series, they have the midgets and all
midgets,
those.
Midgets.
Correct. So those are reserved for just those guys. Now, when they're not racing, those are open spaces. You can just pull up and use those spots, but you can't pay to reserve those spots. And then, of course, the 500s and the 400s and 500s are all $100.
Right. So. And Justin, besides getting a rule book and registering your number, you can also apply for your NASCAR license?
Yeah, my NASCAR license is that day, and there's also the test and tune.
Now, that's an all-day test and tune.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs $100. If you want to test your car, it's like 5 hours of testing. It costs you $100 to
test. And also your crew chief or anybody who wants to work on your car also has to have a NASCAR license. Is that correct?
Yes.
Otherwise, they can't touch your car. Correct?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a good point. Do you know how much the NASCAR license are this year? They used to be $95.
Last year it was $95.
I'm assuming they're probably the same. They've been $95 forever. So.
Well, it went 90 to 95.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, last year.
Ago?
I remember
okay.
It changed last year. So.
As of a week ago, Tim Richter does not know how much NASCAR licenses are.
Okay. But in the past.
As of the 29th.
Okay. In the past, they were 95.
Okay.
Assuming they're the same, it'd be, I'm sure it's only $5 more if they go up. But
yeah. You, you hear that, Gary? I can't work on your car unless you buy me a NASCAR license.
Looks like I'll be working on my own car.
There's upsides to everything.
So on March 14th, that's a pre-registration and test and tune. I believe it's 10 to 5, I want to say, or 12 to 5 is the actual test.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I do remember last year they actually kept it open longer. Richter.
Did they?
Yeah,
so
because there was a good amount of people there last year.
That's cool.
It is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. according to his
Okay, and registration opens at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
To you know all day
2 p.m.
to 2 p.m. That's what it was. So
and $100 per car and driver, $25
for crew
members
for that day of practice if you want to practice your car. So not bad for that's a long day of practice. So you want to shake out any bugs on your car, test out to make sure your body don't blow off your car.
If your cars are anything like my cars and don't run, it'll be a short practice.
And then, of course, you do have one test and tune before the opening day, which the opening day is the 21st of March. You have a test and tune on a Friday night, which is the 20th, for the NASCAR divisions, I guess, like the Bombers.
Yeah, all divisions.
Super Stocks, correct, all divisions. And, of course, the INEX cars and all that. So.
Hey, Jay, I'll buy you a Bando license for
I can fit in a Bando. I can't fit in a Dwarf, but I can fit in a Bando.
No. You ready, Justin, for this opening next month?
Well, close? The car's running.
I hear you're without a body right now.
Yeah, the body's off the car right now. But
doesn't have any body panels. But
no body.
It's a modified.
There you go.
We just put open wheel
metal on it.
I'm glad this show's archived.
Because
he finally worked on his car.
It's open wheel.
You're a comedian today, aren't you, Gary?
Open wheel.
After 3 months,
he
finally worked on his car.
As Billy just said, how about those Kings?
Hey, maybe he was on vacation with JJ.
Jeez. So, Justin, this year you're going into this race season with a couple of sponsors, a couple you want to talk about?
Pinkmail.org is the main one every year. Illuminated water bottles.
Which we're still waiting for our illuminated water bottles. Oh. We got the finger point.
I believe there's two up there on the trophy shelf.
Oh, two. Gary's got two?
Yeah,
somebody's
you had to talk to the right people.
We got to talk to the accountant. Just like we had to talk to Vicky Barker for our Kaylee Barker shirts, we got to talk to the financier.
I'm glad you brought that up. If you do want a Kaylee Barker shirt, you can go to KayleeBarker.com. She does have apparel for sale on her website
that's
going to help support her racing season. So, Kaylee Barker, young and up-and-coming young female racer out at the Bullring in a super late model.
Absolutely.
She can drive. She wheels that car with some of them veterans out there, and it's amazing what she can do.
She talked about getting the Super Stock out again.
I know, and her eyes lit up when she was talking about it. Yeah. What, yeah. Did she say Havasu? Or
Havasu or Irwindale? I thought it was Irwindale.
Maybe it was Orange.
I thought Orange Show.
Orange Show. That was Orange Show.
Orange
Show. That's what it was.
One of those tracks in Arizona and California.
Some other track. Yeah.
We'll have to have her call in and straighten us out again. That's all. Oh, what? She's probably taking
and,
it. She's probably taking it to Oregon.
And she's and she said she's ready for Touch of Truck. So
yes,
I mean,
she is.
That's around
yeah.
the corner. Believe it or not. I mean, you see, you know, we all know how quick that stuff comes up. So
yeah, just shortly after this barbecue, we're going to be starting on Touch of Truck.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
It's amazing how quick that's going to come up. But cool. So the pinkmail.org is with you again this year, and the illuminated
water bottles
is.
I got mine.
You got more than yours.
Matters, right?
You got two. Well, you're going to be working on his car, putting a body on it, so that's your payment. and besides that, you're pretty much going to be ready out there. No more. You know, Mom's probably a partial sponsor of you too, right?
Big time.
Got to thank Mom, you know. You ready?
Yeah.
What the hell are you looking at me for?
I was laughing.
Now, you're, now
you don't seem that enthused.
You don't seem that enthused.
He was on vacation with you for
well,
three
right
months.
Now, right now, my car is sitting on a trailer waiting to come.
Now, Justin, you said you don't have a body on it. You're getting another body put on it. What kind of paint scheme are you going to go with this year?
And that has been up in the air. I know the pink.
You're
going to
throw
pink,
pink something
the pink
on
will be on it. Okay. I was thinking black and pink, but...
Time out. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Silly, what color is this car going to be?
What
do
you ask me?
How about we just flip, pick some... make it rainbow. How about that?
You want to know how long it took me to get
new
skins on my car?
Let's
first, we got to put the body on the car, Mr. Wyatt.
Regardless of what it's going to look like, look for the number 42 bomber out there that's going to be Justin. It's probably going to have... something pink on it,
it
which
like
for sure.
Pink.
And you have a pink suit,
pink
suit?
Helmet.
Oh, pink helmet.
This year
that's what
it is. Pink
okay.
helmet.
So you got a pink helmet. So don't run up and kiss him. It's not going to be a girl in that. It's going to be a Justin.
Just because he's going to drive like one.
Hold on,
Gary. Let's let you take this up with Silly. I think she could outdrive all of us in here.
I think him driving like a girl would be an improvement, though.
We'll get you and Kaylee and all the young driver, the young women drivers out.
I can sign
here.
On with that statement, Tilly. I definitely can sign on.
You know,
I want to make one statement. We were talking about testing, and the guy named Russ Wilson.
Yes.
When he was testing, he found something in that car.
Did he? Really?
That car was moving.
Nice. That is something.
Yeah, like a new motor.
He was getting up there.
You know,
he was wheeling that car on.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
I think he made it a point to beat you, Gary, out there.
You know what? I got to say that the racetrack was open. It wasn't the best testing racetrack on the West Coast. Russ Wilson was driving that car.
Nice.
He was flying.
That is cool.
He was flying. Yeah.
That is cool.
I mean... He's working on, I spoke to him earlier, he was working on tire pressures, you know, trying to set it up with that. And he had asked me what we were using on ours, all three of ours are different, you know, and I was watching him in the turns and letting him know, you know, it's rolling over, it's not rolling over, you know, it's kicking out. And he was more into dialing that car in than it was an actual test.
Now,
Was he doing this by himself again?
Or did he have help?
Yes, he was.
No,
This is 86 years old. How old is it? What is that Thunderbird? How old is it, Thunderbird?
62 Thunderbird.
And he is doing all the setup. He built that car damn near himself.
The only thing he doesn't
there,
do
so.
Is motor. He doesn't do motor. He does all chassis and setup and everything. And that's what he was out there left to figure out was his pressures.
Right. Well, anyways, we got to catch off. Go to the BomberNation.com website, go to the message boards, and then click on them and post something on there about Russ Wilson if you have any questions. We got to tell you, we've got 60 seconds left. We got to remind everybody about the barbecue this weekend, Sunset Park, right off of Eastern and Sunset. Look for the banner. Anytime after 10 o'clock, we'll be there all day long. If you go to church and you want to be there at 12, 1, 2, 3, somebody will be there. We'll be there. Make sure you get something. Kids. 2 to 6, so come out there and enjoy the day.
I hope to see everybody.
Yeah, bring your friends. Bring your friends. Tell all the racers about it. Come out even for 15 minutes. Okay. See you next week.
Good night. Thanks for listening.
See you Sunday.
See you Sunday.